part is not on right now.
Good morning. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi, how you doing? Good morning. This is Francis McSorley.
How can I help you?
So, you sent me the process of getting on board, but I just had a quick question. So, when I go get the blood work, so my insurance is off. But are they going to bill me for the blood work?
If you go on your own, yes, unless we schedule you an appointment.
Yeah, so you would pay for it if you schedule an appointment?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to have to do that because I have to wait 30 days for my insurance to come back on.
Okay, did you
I wanted to start this process as soon as possible. Yeah, so I wanted to start that. I didn't want to do that until I found out about my insurance.
Okay.
So now I'm going to, once I make the appointment with you, I can start the process. I'll do it right after I get off the phone.
Okay, I prefer you complete your application before I schedule your appointment.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't have hours in hand yet, so I can't really start it. You get what I'm saying? Because there's a spot where you have to fill in with how many hours.
And you're the caregiver?
Yes.
You don't have to fill a spot for hours.
Are
you
sure?
Ask basic information like your name.
Oh, maybe
your
it was something different
address.
I was doing.
You're probably
okay, maybe it was a different part. Okay.
Yeah, and then
I'll ask you
your two references, emergency
I was looking at that last night. Okay.
Yeah, because to make your appointment, I need the address and everything on your application.
Okay.
And then
okay.
As soon as you turn in your application, just give me a call and I can schedule your appointment.
Okay, sounds good. I'll start that now.
You don't know where I'm about to come here tomorrow.
It is Monica.
Monica.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Monica, I just got something in the mail, right? It's from Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. Now it's telling me it says you do not qualify for, what's that about?
I'm sorry, for what?
No, this is for your food stamps, Matt.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So you're coming tomorrow, right?
I'm sorry. I'm confused. What are you asking?
This is Monica,
okay.
Man.
Yeah. Are you coming tomorrow, right?
So we have an appointment, a home visit tomorrow. Is it you that's coming out, or is it someone else?
No.
That's what he wants to know.
It's probably someone else. Let me look at the
case.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we just want to be updated with everything. We were a little in the dark, that's all. Because we had a caseworker that really wasn't helping us. We kind of struggled through this process. There was really very, very low communication. So, and that just wanted a better, like, we both want a better understanding. Like, we were kind of in the dark through this whole process.
So, for anything related to the case, I see that the person that's the enrollment coordinator, which is who you should be contacting, is Shira. I don't see here any notes of any visits, so I'm not sure who Matthew is referring to. Maybe if he wants to speak to Shira, maybe she has a better understanding of what's
going on. So do I have a few questions. So do I have to get it? Are you going to help me through this, or do I get like a case manager or anything? Like, I don't know how this even works. I'm sorry.
So Francis, I'm only in charge of your paperwork, so I'm going to be assisting you.
Okay. You're just processing.
So
okay.
Application,
okay.
Your ID,
but who do I, if I have any questions, who do I call? Because I don't want
to
have to deal with the lady that I don't, her,
in
the lady. The onboarding of the job, I'm sorry.
For the onboarding requirements, you would come to me. You were asking me questions
okay.
about that. If you had
okay,
any.
Yeah, what's up?
And then if Matthew has any questions regarding his case, anything related to the process, he needs to speak to Shira. Which is his enrollment coordinator with Family First.
Okay. We're going to find out. I'm going to call the lady here.
Do you want her number?
Yes. Can you please give me the number?
Sure. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 267.
Yeah.
551. 7419.
19. That's hilarious. That's the lady I was dealing with, and, like, it's kind of hard with her.
And that she's got a person to deal with that.
Oh, she said Shira.
Name
Shira. She told me her name is Helena.
Oh,
Okay. I'm going to just give them a call. Sorry for the craziness.
Sure. All right, no worries.
We're just in the dark, that's all.
That's fine. And when you're done with the application, just give me a call and we'll schedule your appointment, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.